I had time over the holidays to really think hard about where we are as a university and where I am in my presidency, and came back thinking, you know what, this is a great time. I turned 65 this year. I celebrate my 25th wedding anniversary. My husband has planned to take me to the only state in the union that neither of us have visited, and that's Alaska this summer. And this just seemed like the perfect time.
So it's been just the past couple of weeks
really?
That you made that decision?
Yes. You know, it's not that you don't think about it. As I got closer and closer to 65 and started watching my friends who reached that milestone and made these kinds of decisions, I thought long and hard about, is this a good time for me? And the simple answer, with a few days of rest over the holidays, was yes, it is.
Was there some negotiation and persuasion on the departure date?
No. What I laid out was exactly what I'm doing, which is I'd like to leave on August 1st. That completes my eighth year.
You've spent a great deal of time recently touting the achievements at mm-hmm. the University of Iowa campus, because there was some tough sledding right after the first year that the campus got flooded. So you've been talking about a new music building, New Hampshire Auditorium, and it would seem that you've created a lot of momentum. The crown, it would seem, would be to see it through.
Well, you know, this is a train that left the station a while back. It's going to happen whether I'm here or not, and I could come back and celebrate it with everyone else when we do the grand openings, and I'd be delighted to do that, obviously. You know, for several years, all of us were worried. Were we going to be able to recover from this flood in a way that made sense for the campus? And there were times when it was very tenuous. And I now look at this and say, and I said to myself over the holidays, you know, that's going to happen.
A year ago at this time, Board of Regents leaders, Rastetter and Mulholland, publicly criticized your leadership and communication with them. Within the past 2 weeks, those same two leaders praised your corrections and performance. How has that relationship with the Regents been? And is it something that really caused you some heartburn and made you uncomfortable?
You know, I think we all learned from that. I certainly learned that I needed to work on communications, and I think they did too. And we've worked hard together to improve communications, and I think our regular meetings together have given me real opportunities to be able to sit down with them, go over things that are important to the university, and illustrate, in some cases, some of the really good things that we're working on, too. So it's been very good for the last year.
What's the biggest achievement during the past 7 years?
Well, you know, it's interesting because they're all tied together. And I think that as I look back on achievements, the things that we've done and put in place to make the educational experience for our students one of the best around, I think will likely be among the major things that I'm going to continue to talk about for a long, long time. Making it affordable, making it accessible, and making certain that our graduation rates, you know, continue to be enhanced. More kids are graduating in 4 years than ever before, and we're going to reduce that even further. We're doing it in an affordable way. All of these things come back to making certain that we've got the best academic experience possible.
And as you evaluate when to leave the presidency, what's the biggest job left undone?
Yeah. Well, what I've said, and I've talked with the leadership of the board about this, I want to spend the last 6 months. We're still in the midst of a fundraising campaign, and people are, of course, asking me, why are you leaving before that's over? That's another one of those trains that is well on its way to getting to the station. The other thing is making certain that the university is positioned for the growth that needs to happen. And we've got a lot of projects, and some of which you're going to be hearing about over the next weeks and months before I leave. These projects are all going to be in play, in progress, and close to completion before I check out.